day. It is a gift from you. The world is turning in its place because you made it.
Please, 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 me. Please, please, you. I'm here to please you, not for you to please me. On this good day, it's 7 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, we're all friends. Let's see, there's Roberta and Jennifer and Richie and me. And most of the time, I'd say 94.5% of the time, we all get along wonderfully well. We do. Yeah, well, I think that there's something to the philosophy that there is more... is more to be gained by using honey than vinegar, that's for sure. Some people, though, just for whatever the reason, and I'm trying to figure out because I have a friend in my life that I care a great deal about, and right now she's pretty angry. And as I look around at all the stuff.
At stuff.
Yeah. It's sort of a angry at stuff thing, but it gets comes down the pole and is aimed at me. And so I guess the wondering, this program is all about good news for the most part, good things that are happening, the wonders of life and the naivete that I bring to the table. And I'm not ashamed of my, nor am I sorry for my Pollyanna-ishness. Sometimes I can get pretty much to the point, though, I'm pretty on it. And it does, I understand anger. I understand getting upset about things because you see so many things that are wrong and you want to fix them. And if they don't get fixed, you get angry. But it's horrible to live your life that way, not trusting people and not, you know, but kind of like there's this this constant bang with a rubber hammer on your head. So we've invited the Boomer Broads, who are constantly here with a rubber hammer bang on our head, to help us through anger. The Boomer Broads, Anne Marie and Janet, are here. The ideas, we are all Janet and
Please hang up and try again.
That is good.
Weird, because she sounds like the operator.
Yeah, doesn't she?
I think that's Anne-Marie who got disconnected.
Oh, really?
She's got to try again. I don't know if that was on purpose.
That makes me pretty angry, boy.
Actually,
when
that's the new co-host.
Breakdown.
It's the operator. We
right, exactly. Right on. All right, so anyway, understanding our relationships and how, for example, we upset ourselves sometimes, then we upset other people. Other people are upset, and they upset other people. Children and parents and siblings and people that work together, people who are on. We have these dramatic shifts that seem to be real with people who are touched somehow or other. And I don't mean that in, you know, there's some people who are touched that are good. I'm talking about people that aren't very, it's not good to be touched in the head, have so much anger and animosity toward people. The Republicans and the Democrats are a pretty good example.
I was just going to say, how about the Democrats and the Republicans and the Tea Party?
Well, there's that. There is the stuff that happens at churches, religions. We have husband and wife. You've got sports. Everybody is so doggone angry. And you wonder at what? Does it make sense to be angry at the system, which we supposedly are responsible for, not working for us, or have we been over, did the system break, and we've become used to the system working in its brokenness, and now because it's so broken, it doesn't work, and, and that brings people around to anger. I live, as I started to say, Anne-Marie and Janet and I are from Boston. Boston is probably my least favorite American city other than Philadelphia. I have very little use. I don't like Philadelphia at all. Don't care much for Baltimore now that I think about it. I don't like Boston.
Why?
Because I think it takes itself very seriously. I think there are a lot of people here who are just so full of themselves, and it just permeates through so much of the way the city does business. The feeling of the city is not inclusive. I think the city is very much an exclusive place.
Oh, really?
And it's like St. Louis and Cincinnati, other places I've worked. If you're not from there, they would just soon build a wall around the city and keep everybody out.
Boston is one of my favorite places to visit.
That's always fine. Visit it if it's cool. Fine. Mm-hmm. Visit it. It's an interesting place. Doesn't mean that it's welcoming.
It is the meanest city in the United States.
I don't think it's a welcoming place at all. It's a mean place.
A mean city.
The cab drivers.
But we're very proud of that
Pat being mean. Yeah, right. Perfect.
So, but New York is known as being mean, but it's not really.
No.
It's nice.
I don't think New York's mean at all.
Really?
New York's the most all-inclusive city in the world because of the diversity.
Yeah.
And I've always maintained the subway is the hugest equalizer of all.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter if you're a billionaire or if you're on welfare. The subway equalizes everybody.
Yeah. And but I'm looking. Somebody just sent me, as I'm talking to you, somebody just sent me an email, and it's entitled, Mad as Hell and Not Going to Take It Anymore. And what it is about the economic reality of our time.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
One of the greatest all-time lines from any movie ever
made.
It
is, but it's becoming, this is what our lives are about. We are all about anger and astonishment.
Yeah, but I think what just occurred is a perfect example of why. And I think it's the world of email and Twitter, the anonymity that we can now have to express our anger has made us able to do that. I think, honestly, and let's not take offense right now, but I think it all started with talk radio. The ability to call and be a nobody and spew venom and then hang up.
Yeah.
And, you know, there would be no reverberations, no consequences. And now you bring it. I mean, I'm a big fan of Twitter, and I know that a lot of the people on the Good Day Show are as well. But you see some of this anger on Twitter. It is mind-boggling what people feel comfortable putting into words as long as nobody knows it's them.
Yeah.
And I think that has really fueled a lot of the anger in America. I hate to blame it on Twitter. It seems ridiculous. But a lot of that, I think, comes from the fact that we can now express ourselves and nobody knows it's us.
Well, maybe you can blame it on the bossa nova if you don't want to blame it on the... If you look at DougStephan.com, the story a couple of days ago of a man who was doing something, and he basically said to the police, catch me if you can.
Yes, I saw that.
And he went to Facebook and did a number on him, and he actually was a lawbreaker, and they did go find him, and they did arrest him. But it was this using the social media basically to flip him the bird, and that's another and women. When I was a kid, no woman ever gave anybody their finger. And now women are all, it is commonplace.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Road rage is, you know, the norm.
It is.
It really is. I mean, I drive back and forth from the Cape to Boston, and I, you know, get the finger, you know, 5 minutes.
I gave the bird to someone yesterday.
You did?
It's an everyday thing. You smile, you wave, you say thank you, you move on.
Wait. What circumstance would get you to flip somebody off?
My cousin made me angry.
Eric? Are you talking about Eric?
Yes, I am.
Well, you work in the office with him, so what did he say when you gave him the finger?
He laughed.
Were you serious when you did it, or were you like really mad, or were you just playing?
No, I was playing. I would not, if I were really mad, I would use the word. I wouldn't actually flip anybody off.
It's two words,
I flip people off for jest. Yes.
Yeah. Well, but that's, again, I was just saying to Richie off the air, there's somebody that I'm very close to, who is extraordinarily angry about stuff, and it isn't it's words and how words are taken, and what they mean to one person is not necessarily what they mean to another. Sometimes that's cultural, and that creates all of this stuff. Can you imagine being a Palestinian and living in that area where you're? You see, you know, these people that are, in essence, the comparison and contrast. In Jerusalem, the city, they've been living together for eons, forever and ever and ever. But you go 40 miles north, strip of land is 12 miles wide, and they want to kill each other. Or that may, I don't know that they do, but the leadership does. And then you get down to leaders and what problems people who want to be powerful and controlling what they do. They suck people in. And that's what's happened here.
You look at a country, poor country like Norway, which generally is very peaceful, and, you know, you never think of them as being angry, and yet some guy can be so angry to shoot, you know, 70 people and kill them, kids.
Yeah. How does somebody get that angry?
Do you get that angry?
How do you get that angry? Why are you so angry? And dealing with it, I said to this person, go to the health food store and get some selenium.
Really?
And calm down. You know, get to
go for a walk.
Put it. Yeah,
I'm sure that really helped. When somebody, especially a woman's mad, do not tell them to go get some selenium.
What do you tell them?
You're right. Good point.
Okay, so what do you tell? All right, so what do I? You tell me what I do.
So she's mad at you.
You can't do anything. Right.
I'm not. She's mad. She's angry at stuff.
So she's not mad at you.
Well,
she's just mad at life.
She's angry at me because I'm sort of throwing light onto the stuff that she doesn't want to have light thrown on.
Hmm.
So
I think what you do with a woman when she's angry is you say, "I hear you. I hear you, and I understand."
Yeah. You got to try to fix it.
Yeah,
and then you know what you do?
Right.
You buy a gift certificate to a spa and you send her a massage.
Nice.
Right.
If you want to score points.
Yeah. Okay, that's a good idea. Thank you.
But and on that note, the broads are not happy with you, Doug, if you'd like to make up to us in any way.
Really? Yeah, really?
Yeah.
You want me to send you both massage? You want me
Please.
To give the massage, or you want me to have fire at that?
Well, I've been mad at you for a while.
Again,
like,
I don't
want to
argue. We're not angry.
Everybody's angry at me. They're lining up outside the door. All right? Today's payday. Outside the door. All right, ladies. You give
Thank
us
you.
A food, brother. But that, Jennifer, that's a very good thing. How do you deflate it? How do you deflect it?
You never offer suggestions, and you never tell them that you should, lose a few, or you should go to get some selenium or something like that.
But why do they bring it up?
You can't say it.
Because, Doug, then you're going, oh, there's something wrong with you. Go fix yourself.
It's irrational. I'm admitting to you it's irrational, but you just say, oh, my gosh, I understand. I'm really sorry you have to deal with that.
But does it ever
get out as soon as you can.
You know what I want to know is whether Doug is actually really irking her, and Doug just doesn't see that he is irking her. That's what I'm trying to get to.
He knows. He says he is. He knows.
Well, I call people.
But he says he is because he's calling attention to something that's wrong with her, and she doesn't want to see it.
I don't know, wrong.
You know, when you use the word you a lot, because we've been told that using the word you is very powerful in communicating with others.
Right. Yeah.
But when you say, how could you do something like that? It makes you. Makes the person you're talking to feel really dumb.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
How could you do that? You shouldn't feel that way.
Got it.
What's wrong with you?
Hmm. What is it? Richie, I've been wondering that. What is wrong with you?
You want to go alphabetically?
Just remember, you is very powerful because it makes us angry.
Alphabetical. Starting where at A or at X?
Yeah, we better start at X because I know where you're going to go if we start at A.
I know. I've been there and done that, frankly. All right, so we all said everybody's done a nice job. We're not angry at each other anymore.
Absolutely.
I can never be angry at you, Doug.
I know that, Roberta.
Have I ever been angry at you?
I could,
no.
But you can buy my love with a massage.
So.
No, I don't think you've ever been angry. Richie's been angry at me. Jennifer, once in a while, a little eensy-teensy thing, but she would never say it. She just, you can hear it in her voice. But, you know, it's over important things, like I don't give her enough time for the TV report.
I'm the one whose job it is to be angry with you.
That is right, Richie. You are here to be angry with
That's
me.
That's my job.
And, and if I was, you could calm me down with a check.
Okay.
Basically, we've said you can buy
20 past the hour now on Good Day.
A million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? 4 gig flash drives for just $5.99. At that price, you don't have to shop around. In fact, you can get your kids a few extra flash drives, which means you won't have to hear,
"Mom, I left it in a computer. I'm just not sure which computer."
Or,
"My flash drive? I lost that, like, the first week of class."
Or our favorite,
"I gave it to my girlfriend. I made her a sweet playlist."
4 gig flash drives for just $5.99. Now it's Staples. That was easy. Valid while supplies last.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
We're here to tell you about the Rent-A-Center clearance event.
Make that Rent-A-Center clearance mania.
Yeah, save up to 50% on select brand name merchandise throughout the store.
We're talking savings in the house, brother.
Oh, brother.
Rental purchase or lease purchase. Save up to 50% compared to non-promotional rent-to-own prices for new merchandise. Offer ends August 20th, 2011, and applies to select new and pre-leased items as marked in store. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
I like this song. I do too. I've always liked this song. This guy did not originate the song, or at least didn't make the big hit out of it, but it still is the band, not, or at least this version of it. I don't know where you got this version. But this
is the band's version. This is the version.
Doesn't sound quite as I remember it, but this is an extraordinary song. Crank it up again, Richie. Right? It's called The Weight from the band. The reason we're playing it is because Garth Hudson, who is, he's the father of, wasn't he first married to, isn't he Kate Hudson's father?
I don't know that.
I think he is. Huh?
I think he was
the first. Kurt Russell is not the father.
Right.
But I think this guy is. Well, one of them, there's a Hudson, and I can't remember, is this guy or another one who was a singer?
Let's see.
Because Goldie was a real rocker.
Yeah, her father was Bill Hudson.
Bill Hudson, okay. Why are you laughing? What's the matter with you?
I just cleared my throat when you said Goldie was a real...
She liked the rockers.
She liked the rockers, like
Bill
her
Hudson
daughter.
Was a musician. He was with the band the Hudson Brothers.
That's what it is. Okay. Yeah, right. Not a good guy. Actually, kind of a jerk, it would appear. We don't any of us want to be jerks. Peter O'Toole, the actor, Lawrence of Arabia, Lion in Winter, Last Emperor, wrote a pretty interesting autobiography, and he is alive still to enjoy the fruits of his labor. He's born this day, 1932, Richie. So a happy birthday to him. Let's see, that would make him, what, 73? That's not that old, actually.
Wow.
Max Wright played Willie on Alf.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Hated that show.
What?
I didn't understand it.
Puppet.
I didn't even understand.
Alf came from outer space, he had to live with them, and he talked, and he looked like a little doggy.
Yeah, I mean, he had some funny lines, but I just didn't... Back then, the puppet things were... They should have gotten... Jim Henson to make it make it look better.
That's rock.
All right, so let's see here. Butch Patrick, Eddie and the Munsters, 58 today. Today, Wes Craven's birthday as well. He's 66, I think, today. Born this day, 1939. Is that right? No, 60. He would be 72. Am I right? Who am I, Matt?
Right around there.
Yeah.
No, am I wrong? Did Chuck Barris write this song?
Chuck Barris write the theme to the Munsters?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Really?
A good thing to check out, Richie.
I'm going
to
go check it out.
Next, while you're doing that, Butch Vig, drummer for Garbage. My God. Joanna Cassidy, the actress, who is a very voluptuous lady. Still around. I'm trying to remember what she's in now. She's somebody's mother on a popular TV show. Oh! The one that DeLacy's in. What's that? She's the autopsy. She's the medical examiner.
Oh, you're talking about the body proof?
Body proof, right. Joanna Cassidy is her mother in that movie. And they're only about 10 years apart. I thought that was pretty interesting. Catherine Harrell, the actress. You'd recognize her if you saw her. Magruder. Larry Sanders shows a good-looking woman as well. Happy birthday to her. Joanna Cassidy, by the way, is 66. Catherine Harrell is 51. Zelma Davis from C&C Music Factory, 41 today. You got that, Richie?
Right here, baby.
And Andrew Gold's birthday is today. Happy birthday to him.
Hey
Sarah
there,
Foster,
boy.
Jen, in 90210. Happy
There's
birthday.
Nothing better in those
Happy
dog
birthday.
Days of summer than rising early to
Happy
prowl
birthday.
A flea market. If you're on the hunt for that perfect, exotic, kitschy, and antique thing, here's advice from a flea market master. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Maureen Stanton's book is called Killer Stuff and Tons of Money, Seeking History and Hidden Gems in Flea Market America. The story takes you into this fascinating subculture where dealers are also on the prowl, actively buying stuff from other dealers and then raising the price to sell to you. How do they and you spot those turnaround gems? In a fascinating article on NPR's website, Stanton gives some clues. Carry a magnifying glass and get a good look at something. Take a picture of it, and if you have internet access through your cell phone, research it on the web. If something appears old, that's not good enough. Does it also have signs of wear and crevices where dirt can accumulate? Does it smell musty? How does it stack up with the other things the dealer is also selling? How long has the item been sitting there? If it's been there a while, chances are other people have passed it by for a reason. But perhaps the best advice is unless you're counting on making a profit or putting down money for something as an investment, relax and buy what you love. I'll link you to some of Maureen Stanton's great flea market tips. Her novel is Killer Stuff and Tons of Money, Seeking History and Hidden Gems in Flea Market America. That's Primetime Focus brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching!
Strike three, you're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Take the first step in home security. Install the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and security systems can't prevent forced entry. The Door Sentinel provides door kick-in protection and can be added to your existing security system. The Door Sentinel is easy to install and will turn your home into a fortress. Make the call. 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Or visit them at SENTINEL securitygroup.com. SentinelSecurityGroup.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Here we are on the talk radio version of Sesame Street. I'm here to teach.
Ooh, and what's today's letter, Dougie?
Richie's Big Bird. Or, I'm not sure he's Big Bird. He's giving everybody the Big Bird. Today's letter is W.
Nice.
W is for welcome. Welcome to the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I found somebody sent me an email. They're still doing it. Frank Genova. Thank you, Frank. Sends an email along suggesting that we go to WashingtonPost.com, where we'll see a list of how each member voted on this bill or any bill. /Congress.
Hmm.
Washington Post, you want to try that, Richie? WashingtonPost.com, Jennifer, /Congress, /112 is what he says. All right, WashingtonPost.com, /Congress, /112. List of how members voted on this bill. So help yourself to that. That is reasonable information. 800-510-8255, given the controversy and the intense pre-voting reporting, found it surprising and significant. They couldn't find where the representatives were on all
this. Didn't work.
Didn't work.
WashingtonPost.com /Congress /112 did not work.
Really? Okay. Here's
another. The Washington Post. It says we're unable to locate the page you requested.
If you just go to Congress, you go to 43 Republicans, say they'll reject Reid's plan, but that's about it.
All right, and I think that's probably true. All right, so here's another one, Richie. Try this one. Ned Price says try, let's see here. What's the name of that newspaper? Roll Call.
Roll Call.
All right. Roll Call votes. I think maybe might bring you to that. That's what this guy. I'm getting the various and sundry pieces here that Mad Willie has sent along. Mad Willie. Thank you, Mad Willie. We love these people. Ian Watson, thank you. Amy Rostrum, thank you. Bob Dodd, thank you. We got all of this stuff. And then I'm looking. Oh, somebody said they found out how their local senators and representatives in the states were voting.
That one worked. Roll call vote. I just searched roll call votes, and it took me to clerk.house.gov.
Dot
blah, 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 blah.
Right. Okay. So there it is. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, we have saved the day. There's a lot of discussion also on a lot of these boards. I'm going to get back to the budget stuff because I think everybody's talking about it, and we ought to put a different spin on the discussion. 800-510-8255. There is a STEM advisory after last week when it became apparent. You know, I've been following since my own brain scan what goes on in that world, and I've become very – I was talking to a very good friend of mine. Remember John Badaracco, Richie?
Yes.
Yeah, John was here with his family swimming yesterday, and we were talking. Now, he's a kid 42 years old, 43 years old. He's got the American spirit. He understands. He saw a need, and he spoke to it and got a couple of people to work with him because he's smart, attractive, intelligent guy. He got a couple of partners, and he started two businesses. One of them is something called, it's a franchise called Frozen Ropes. See, this...
Oh, my son goes to Frozen Ropes.
Yeah. Okay,
what is that?
It's great.
Frozen Ropes.
It's a baseball program for kids.
Baseball. Okay. Yeah.
They do from little kids, 4 or 5 years old, on up to high school kids.
Yeah. Cool. So he's taken his expertise in understanding training in the body and that sort of thing, and he's built this business, and now they have two franchises locally there. And he also
and the neat thing about Frozen Ropes is they bring major leaguers, minor leaguers, and major leaguers in to work with the kids, as well as
the
just the on-staff coaches.
Yep, the Boston
down here they have somebody from the Nationals or the Orioles come in and
it's great
work with the kids for a day or two or something like that. It's a neat thing.
It is a good thing. So there's a good thing. And he and I were talking about this as well. The football business, you think this is going to go away? I guess I'm Peyton Manning signing, a $90 million deal?
Mm-hmm.
Highest paid football player ever in the game. And looking at, I happened to be sitting someplace. Where the heck was I that I had to, I was waiting. Oh, I know where it was. I was waiting for a sandwich. And I'm in a play, the NFL HD channel is on. And they're, talking about Peyton Manning and how much money he's going to make and how great it is for football. And I'm looking at these. I've never been a football player, nor have I really been, Richie will tell you, a football fan. I'm not into sports a lot. I like the Red Sox. And actually, truth be told, even though I wouldn't say this to Jennifer, I kind of liked the Dodgers because I like the L.A. L.A. and Boston. Actually,
your home team.
Los Angeles means more to me as a city than Boston does. Boston, there's something about Boston that I've never really liked. I can't put my finger on it, but I don't really like it. I spend more time. I don't drive in downtown Boston. It's rare for me to be off of the farm unless I get on a plane and go somewhere in the summertime. Wintertime, I'm all over Los Angeles. So I feel even more comfortable driving around L.A.
Hey, quick diversion. Did you see 60 Minutes by chance?
I heard.
Mark Wahlberg?
In the car. I didn't see that part.
Interesting story. A story about him and his life and what just a bad kid he was in Boston, in the slums of Boston.
Yeah. He was in the Funky Bunch.
He was in lockup. He was in the old prison there in Boston because he robbed the guy of two cases of beer, beat him so bad the guy lost his eye.
Yeah. Now, Wahlberg was a bad guy.
And he turned it all around in jail.
Yep.
Neat story. Okay.
I think it was the Lincoln Lab. It was the
prison that was from 1919 or something like that.
They built
a
hotel in
prison.
Yeah, they built a hotel there now.
Really?
Yep. Yeah, last 10 years.
Interesting story.
Mm.
So, anyway, sorry.
Okay, that's all right. So, going back to the Richie's getting his best. He's caught the disease, the ADD stuff.
I know.
Richie's caught it.
Something sparkly.
Your Boston hometown, it was interesting.
So, anyway. I started out talking about stem cells and its connection to football.
And somehow we got to the Dodgers.
And we got to the Dodgers. Yeah. Well, and then I got to talk about how I like L.A., et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. So, meanwhile, backing it up a little bit, Frozen Ropes and the support for kids who want to play baseball versus my wanting to discourage people from playing football or hockey or get involved in wrestling or soccer, all those things, because I think that down the road it's a bad sentence for you. It really is. And so this stem cell report that came out last week, how this is the latest in research, those people who are playing football, and this is sort of what comes out of it. With me, I like to find a good with the bad. So even though I don't like football, the NFL was put into a corner by the Players Association, and not much good reporting has come out of this, but because I'm interested in it, I sort of watch this side of it. And the agreement, as I understand it, that was made last week to let to end the lockout and get the players back so that they could start playing football again, included millions and millions and millions of dollars. Millions. For the families, it doesn't fix the problem, but what it does is it addresses, they admit to the dangers of playing and what it does to your brain. That's what they've admitted. So, and that's why they're giving this money to the families of those who have died, to the families of those who are suffering, to the pursuing the continuing interest in medically how we're going to deal with Alzheimer's and dementia among our players, which is a problem right now that about 45%, even guys that get out in their 30s, are having brain problems. Would you tell me, Richie, the average player is 10 years, right? Goes into 22, comes out.
I think they were out around 30.
Gone by 30.
That, yeah.
Okay.
You got to remember, I mean, the Peyton Mannings are,
yeah, rare.
Know, one, and most of these guys come in and go in and out in 2, 3, 4 years.
Right.
You
what's
never
his
even
name
know
in Boston?
Names.
What's the guy's name in Boston?
That's Tom Brady.
Brady, right. Mm-hmm. Okay, those guys are the exception. Quarterbacks
my
last
fantasy,
longer.
My fantasy team quarterback who let me down greatly last year.
Yeah. Okay, so anyway, the stem cell research that was announced last week came as a result of the NFL trying to somehow rather mitigate the problem that they have. Now, it isn't just perception, it is reality with playing football. And what the stem cell, they're going to contribute to the stem cell research, and this is somewhat political and some kind of taboo, but yet it looks like there's going to be some outcome that will be positive for those of you or those of us who may have a problem in our frontal lobe with our brain being shaken in whatever way it's been shaken. Mine was shaken when I was a kid falling down the street, down the stairs and whacking my head into a metal door jam. That's what happened to me, and that's what affects my brain now. And this kind of stuff is all very exciting, but the NFL is going to kick in money big time because that's part of the deal. It's part of the settlement to get them back to play. You want us to go back and play? You deal with the problems that are created by the helmets, by the game itself. You're making all this money, these owners were told, and they are, on these guys, on the backs of these guys, who, yeah, maybe Peyton Manning gets paid $90 million. What is the starting salary? You have to get paid $700,000 in order.
I think it's $700,000. It was $600,000. Now it's $700,000. By the way, I just looked it up. 6 years is the average.
Okay. So after 6 years, you may have 6 to 10 years of normal living, and then your brain starts to do what it does, depending on how hard you got hit during your years in the NFL. So this all is sort of circulating back around again. And I thought it was interesting for the attention, anyway, that was given to the NFL and the opening of practice, and 6 weeks from now they'll be playing, yada, yada, yada. And then all the kids that are getting excited about playing. And so to bring it back around to what we were talking about, my friend John Badaracco, who has frozen ropes, was asked by somebody to have a football camp. And this is, he doesn't know, he and I have not talked about this at all. He said, no, he would not run a football camp because of the danger that is implicit in playing football. And he wouldn't let his son play. And here's a kid who's been an athlete all of his life. You should see his body and his wife's body. They're in my swimming pool, and the way they take care of themselves. He's an athlete. And she's an athlete, and they are serious about it, and they will not involve themselves in any of this stuff. And it's not because they knew about this research. They didn't know anything about what was going on with me until I explained it to them. But instinctively, because he's an athlete, he knows how bad it is. So I say this to you, those of you who are contemplating encouraging your son to play football or some of these other rugged sports, you can throw at the way you played football and it made a man out of me. Okay, fine. What's it going to do out of you? We have an epidemic of dementia and Alzheimer's in our country, Parkinson's disease, that kind of stuff. And whether you like it or you don't like it, the facts speak for themselves as to what causes it. And so, yep, there's a certain amount of hereditary impact here and implication, but more often than not, and the NFL that doesn't want to admit it has the research to prove it. And so what do you do? I mean, if you're encouraging your son to play football or your daughter to play soccer or even involved in cheerleading, apparently, that, you know, is very damaging to the brain. We have talked to our Dr. Jack Stockwell about what, in fact, is the effect on your neck.
Who played football?
The neck is the size. What holds your neck, what holds your head onto your shoulders is the size of a quarter. That's what holds. The only thing that holds your neck is a stem that's about the size of a quarter that runs from your neck to your brain, to your skull.
Pretty scary, isn't it?
I mean, mm-hmm. and to think about how these guys get bashed around, it's incredible. And the same, look at the soccer players, men and women. My God, I look at the women that are playing soccer, and they're the most attractive. I think their bodies and how they play is extraordinarily it's challenging, but yet it's to be praised. They're wonderful. I love looking at that stuff because I love those sorts of bodies. But you know what? They're not doing themselves any favors, and neither is anybody else playing soccer. They don't even have any protection. They use their heads to bang that thing around. You got a quarter-sized stem, and you're using that to hit a ball that's coming at you at, what, 40 miles an hour? How fast is that when it hits your brain, when it hits your head?
Be.
How
sure
fast
it
is
be.
It going, 40, 45 miles
it
an hour?
Be.
Well, it's rubber, you say. You know?
Leather.
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 Whatever it is.
Anything that goes fast enough is going to hurt.
Yeah, of course it is. So, anyway, have I made my point?
I think so.
I got you.
To a point. Thank you. All right.
You know what this is going to end up doing, don't you know?
What I'm saying or what in general is going to happen?
That we'll lose the Peyton Mannings of the world in the football, the intelligent guys, and we'll end up with the guys who would have otherwise maybe been in prison or something like that, you know?
Right.
And we'll be back to the days of the Gladiator.
Yeah.
Right. Great. If you would like to market your... I got the first one of these the other day. I was impressed by myself. I got a new cell phone, by the way. Friday night, had enough.
Congratulations.
I got another new cell phone. I did not get a smartphone, though. I'm working on it.
What did you get, just a flip?
There's another flip, but this one's supposed to work much better than the old one that I traded in three times in the past 6 months. These people should be ashamed of themselves for the junk that they sell. Ugh, my God. Anyway, but I got my first text message marketing item.
Hmm.
And I thought to myself, wow, this is cool. This is what I'm talking about when we talk about Captain Email.
Yeah.
And the text message marketing that's available to your clients, to your prospects on their cell phone. So if you'd like to learn more about this item and get a free trial, a text message, how does this work? Here's what you do. You text Doug to 313131. That's Doug to 313131. It's an easy thing for you to do. You'll figure it out and you'll like it. Use it. It's 12 before the hour, Richie.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Summertime means vacation time for many, but did you know only 57% of Americans actually take advantage of their time off? International travel expert Kim Mance tells us more about why we are living in a no-vacation nation compared to other countries.
People outside the U.S. often have trouble believing that we actually generally only get 2 weeks of vacation time. Europeans have more vacation time available to them, and they actually take it, according to a survey recently by Expedia.com. If you start by making a list of experiences that you want to have, don't focus on the destination at first, focus on the activity. And a company like Expedia can help you take that step because you're going to see more deals come through and the world's going to be more open to you. They just kicked off a partnership with Groupon, and they offer hand-picked destination travel deals. You get up to 50% off with the Groupon getaways with Expedia. And it's a great voucher system, so you actually get more time to plan your trip because most of them, you have up to a year to redeem the voucher.
To sign up for Groupon getaways with Expedia, you can go to groupon.com/getaways.
We'll be right back.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, it's MZ with an important message for you. Longevity vitamin supplements work. Listen to Alex Jones.
6 months ago, Michael Zwirling, who's the owner of a few stations we're on out in California, big stations, said, look, Ted, believe me, this stuff's real. Try these vitamins. They're in the liquid form. They're the type you actually absorb. There's over 90 of them. Try it. Ted had a knee so bad he's about to have surgery. He took this cartilage supplement they've got gone. Now, when you drink the Tangy Tangerine, this isn't like your normal vitamin thing where it just tastes like little sweet sugar. But, I mean, it's powerful. You can taste the vitamins. You can taste all the flavors. You can taste the things you've never tasted before. And I studied history. I've looked at it. I think these are the best supplements out there, bar none. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Remember that web address. To buy Beyond Tangy Tangerine at wholesale prices or to join our Alex Jones business team, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Amid all the partisan politics surrounding the debt deal, an inspiring moment on the floor of the House. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. All right, here's where we stand. The House of Representatives did approve the deal to avert a default crisis. The vote was 269 in favor to 161 against. The legislation now in the hands of the Senate, which is to vote on the deal around noon today. If they approve, it moves on to President Obama's desk for his signature. But with so many of us fed up with the bickering and bitterness that has permeated this process, there was something very special that happened in the House yesterday. Of those 269 yes votes, one was cast by someone who received this ovation. Bipartisan cheers and applause for Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, who returned to the floor of the House for the first time since being shot in the head in Tucson back in January. What a moment. House Minority Leader and fellow Democrat Nancy Pelosi had this to say about her colleague and friend.
There isn't a name that stirs more love, more admiration, more respect, more wishing for our daughters to be like her than the name of Congresswoman Gabby Giffords.
As for the partisan bickering, there was more of it right up to and through the House vote, with members of both parties criticizing the compromise measure. Missouri Democratic Congressman Emanuel Cleaver has attracted lots of attention over the past few days with his now legendary comment about the bill, calling it a sugar-coated Satan sandwich. Yesterday, he went on to describe this Satan sandwich.
Satan sandwich is not a tasty deal. And it's even worse when it's been sprinkled with Potomac River water.
Sugar-coated Satan sandwich now sprinkled with Potomac River water. We'll see what the congressman adds to it today. Once again, the bill did pass the House of Representatives yesterday. It's the Senate's turn today. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble. Real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible, especially if they insure their motorcycle with Geico along with their car. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say so and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Coffee, please.
Phyllis, what's that spring in your step? Are you in love?
In love with Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. My feet feel fantastic.
What?
The Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Kiosk at Walmart. It measures and analyzes your feet, then recommends the Custom Fit Orthotic that's best for you.
Sounds expensive.
No way. They're a great deal.
Hey, get that guy his coffee. I'm off to Walmart.
Go to walmart.com and search Dr. Scholl's
Custom Fit Orthotics for a kiosk nearest you. Savings versus other custom orthotics insert brands sold at retail.
It was a bit of a roller coaster on Wall Street. In the end, the Dow dropped 11 points yesterday, finishing up at 12,132. S&P down 5, NASDAQ with a 12-point loss. Oil prices down 81 cents a barrel to $94.89. Forecasters tracking Tropical Storm Emily as it turns in the Atlantic, the fifth named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season. Emily is on a track to move across the northeastern Caribbean, where it could put Haiti and the Dominican Republic at risk. The storm is also threatening to unload heavy rain on Puerto Rico and could possibly pose a threat to South Florida as well. Do you have a cat at home? If you do, listen up. A certain brand of Purina cat food being recalled due to salmonella contamination. The recall affects bags of Purina One Vibrant Maturity 7+ dry cat food shipped to 12 states in late 2010. Some of the bags have been found to be contaminated, and it's not just a danger to animals. It poses a contamination risk to humans handling the food as well. For more information about the recall, go to Purina.com. Couple of closing notes. First, let's talk about July heat. That's the sound of frying an egg on the sidewalk, which you could have done virtually anywhere across the country last month. July's series of blistering heat waves is one for the record books. Listen to this. Forecasters tell us high temperatures in July tied or broke more than 2,600 records in cities across the country, nearly double the amount tied or broken in July of last year. And they tell us August is shaping up to be rather steamy as well. Last but not least, is anybody interested in what Donald Trump thinks of the debt limit compromise bill?
It's disappointing to me because the cuts are so little.
Now, hold on, Donald. We want to gauge reaction to any interest or lack thereof in what you have to say. Anybody want to hear from Donald, who was last seen teasing us with a Republican presidential bid that never came, along with that incessant birther business about President Obama that resulted in a bona fide birth certificate in Hawaii? Anybody?
As far as Obama is concerned, what he really...
Donald, I'm sorry, but your 15 minutes are up. But hey, our memories are short. You can try again in 2016. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct. Ooh. Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. True or false, Netflix lets you watch movies instantly through your game console or other devices.
Duh, true.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I did.